Hey, we are going to continue the hour by talking about a book reading that's coming up this weekend, Saturday, September 10th. You can head up to Hillsboro to the Thomas Stevens Gallery downtown. There's going to be an author's reading at 6 p.m. with not one, but two notable local authors. Orange County Commissioner Sally Green will be there reading from her book, The Edward Tales, with works by local writer Elizabeth Spencer. And Paul Jones will read from his new book of poetry, Something Wonderful. The two of them are married. They're going to be reading together on Saturday the 10th, and they both join us here in the studio now to talk about the reading and their respective books. Sally, Paul, thank you both so much for being with us today. Good morning.
Thank you.
Thank you for having
us
here, Aaron.
So tell us, first of all, about the reading that's coming up on Saturday at the Stevens Gallery. What's it going to entail?
Well, the gallery is in Thomas Stevens's. It is his art gallery, and folks will know that he is the former mayor of Hillsboro, and so it's upstairs. I guess that's important to know because it is up a flight of stairs. It's not really very ADA compatible. But if you can get there, the setting is wonderful. There are plush chairs, and his interest is in painting nudes. So if you're bored with the reading, you can just have a look around, and there'll be wine and cheese, and it'll be a regular reading. And we are looking forward to being there with him and with
it's
others.
It's really sponsored also by Purple Crow Books in Hillsboro, which
great
is right
bookstore.
Across the street.
Love that place.
Located conveniently just west of Yonder, the bar.
Yep.
Or Nomad, the restaurant.
Yep.
Or Los Altos.
Awesome.
Across the street from a competitor to WCHL.
WHUP. Whoop. Yeah. They're not a competitor. We love them. We get along fine. Hey, the reading's going to be on Saturday, September 10th, and it's two different books. And we were talking before we started, but just total coincidence that they happen to come out at exactly the same time, right?
That's right.
Well, both of us, I think there are probably a lot of people that had manuscripts and suddenly had more time.
Fair.
During the plague. You know, we're not quite there with Michelangelo or other people who were hyper productive, or Newton, who were hyper productive during various plagues. But
didn't he invent calculus during the plague, if I remember? Something like that.
There are a number of theories that and work that he did when he was in lockdown. So it just shows that if you're antisocial enough that you're rewarded for your social anxiety by being able to do the work that you're interested in and love and lifts you up.
Well, I'm excited about both of the books. Sally, tell us about the Edward Tales, because this is a collection of pre-existing works, but it's a really cool anthology.
So in my case, this book really did come together before the pandemic. Unfortunately, it came together, at least the concept, before Elizabeth Spencer died. Mm. She was a really nationally and internationally known writer and short story writer who lived for the last 30 years of her life in Chapel Hill. And my project was to bring these stories that feature this same very intriguing male character together under one cover and to ask readers to think about them together. The curious thing is Edward is a character that just kept coming to Elizabeth in different stories. It's like, and I don't really know how writers think, but apparently with some writers, characters just come to them kind of unbidden, and Edward would return to stories whether she sort of liked it or not. And so over a period of 20 years, first with a play, she was greatly helped by that with David Hammond, who was then artistic director at Playmakers. And in fact, in an upcoming reading at McIntyre's, which you'll mention later, I'm going to have as David my guest, and we will be talking about what it was like to put the play together. Elizabeth was really interested in the idea that I was putting these works together. Unfortunately, it didn't come together into print before she died, but she knew it was happening. And my contribution was not only to collect the works in one space, but to write a critical introduction that sort of allows readers to think not just about Edward, but also about the evolution of Spencer's style, because with the last story in there is one that she published in her 90s. It's her last volume of short stories called Starting Over. Mm. So there really is a trajectory that you can see both in terms of this character and in terms of her writing.
What's intriguing about Edward as a character? What's compelling for you?
Edward is very mysterious. You don't know what he's going to do when he shows up. He's secretive. He will arrive at a house and swear someone to secrecy that he wasn't there. In the play, he is the son who's supposed to come home and help his mother sell the house because it's the taxes are too high. It's one of these sort of lose the home kind of stories. And he can be cruel. He can be sarcastic. He is almost sexually abusive to his niece. He has girlfriends that come and go. It all really has has to do with his ex-wife, who shows up indirectly in virtually all the stories. And he's moody, he's brooding, you really don't know what he's going to do next. Spencer had this notion of the intelligent Southern man, and she didn't think there were that many of them, frankly, but she thought that they were should be written about more in literature, and she did. I'm curious to talk to David Hammond at the reading, because she told him in an interview that Edward might be her secret love. Edward might have something really deeply to do with her psyche. So it's really an interesting, interesting character.
Speaking with Sally Green, her book is The Edward Tales, Selection of Works by Elizabeth Spencer. Paul Jones also here. His poetry collection is called Something Wonderful, also just out. And again, the reading for both of them is going to be Saturday, September 10th at the Thomas Stevens Gallery in Hillsborough, starting at 6 p.m. Paul, tell us about Something Wonderful.
Well, Something Wonderful is a miscellany. That means it's a collection of unrelated poems, so that there's something to delight and disappoint everyone. That's the joy of doing this kind of work, of gathering together mostly poems that were written during the pandemic, but a few pre, and we're not at post, so we can't really say that. What might not be known to some of our listeners, or even some of my friends, is that starting in the 1980s, actually starting in high school, but I was publishing quite a bit of poetry and very active around the state. I got an MFA at Warren Wilson in 1993, and also in 1993, two other really important things happened. One is I became a father at age 42, and that took a lot of attention away from poetry. As an older father really realizes something about time that a younger man has trouble getting his head around. And also, various projects that I were doing coalesced around what we all hate to love and love to hate, the internet. So I was able to do a lot of interesting things there. But even during that period, I managed to publish poems in Poetry Magazine and Georgia Review, other places that had always been my dream places. As COVID came, I was able to explore all different kinds of places. So everything from online publications that didn't exist in the 80s and 90s, to older, more established publications that are there. Anything from the North Carolina Literary Review, which there are a couple of poems that were there and were prize winners with them, some that are forthcoming from Hudson Review and others. So it's been a lot of fun to experiment, to write more, to understand in age more of the things that I was grappling with, but really with the basis of reading and thinking about poetry over and enjoying it for a long, long time in a very Catholic or broad tent kind of way.
Can you read one for us?
I can, and let's do a really short one. So this one is called The Saint of Trees. What is the proper sacrifice to please our Lord, the Saint of Trees? I ask the ferns for their advice. What is the proper sacrifice? Lie here and dream of paradise. Sink into the soil like leaves. That is the proper sacrifice to please our Lord, the Saint of Trees.
Yeah, I love that.
Thanks. And that's a little French form, as you may know. I've always admired the troubadours and their combination of repetitive formality that you can play against itself and have answer itself. It's only, you know, eight lines. Form sometimes gives you a gift that you can understand and discover and say things that you wouldn't have said even writing a note to yourself.
Speaking with Paul Jones and Sally Green. Paul's book is Something Wonderful, Poetry Collection. Sally's book is The Edward Tales, Selection of Works by Elizabeth Spencer. They're both going to be speaking and reading at the Thomas Stevens Gallery Saturday, September 10th, 6 p.m. up in Hillsborough. Head there. And as we wrap up, there is another, there are another couple of readings coming up in Fearington Village in the next few weeks, right?
Yes, that's true. I'll be reading with Gary Phillips, speaking of county commissioners, a former county commissioner from Chatham, and with Pat Revere Seal, from the western part of the state, who has a new book out from Main Street Rag Publications, When There Were Horses, on September the 25th. It's a Sunday afternoon.
And that's at 2 p.m. And Sally, you'll be reading a couple weeks later, right?
I'll be reading at the same time, 2 p.m. Sunday, 2 weeks later on October the 9th. And again, I'll be in conversation with David Hammond, who worked with Elizabeth on the play For Lease or Sale that's in the collection. And I'm grateful, we both are, to Kibi Fitch for this entree. I know Kibi was a big fan of Elizabeth's as well. So hope to see folks there.
And that's at McIntyre's Books in Furington Village. Those are in the next few weeks. But again, this Saturday, September 10th, Thomas Stevens Gallery in Hillsboro, 6 p.m. Free reading from both of them then. We've got to wrap up, but as we do, people want to find you online or find any information about the books. Where can they go?
SallyGreen.org.
Small Jones, SmallJones.com, or on any social media at Small Jones.
At Go Sally Green on Twitter.
Sounds good. Again, the reading is Saturday, September 10th, Thomas Stevens Gallery in Hillsboro, 6 p.m. Sally Green and Paul Jones, both there. Definitely worth checking out. Thank you both so much for being with us today.
Thanks again, Aaron.
Thank you so much, Aaron.